Are you going to start talking or what? Is it my turn?
Do I
start?
It's your turn.
It's my turn. Oh, yeah. Okay. So, hello,
What's
everyone.
What's happening around you?
This is the first episode of Japanese traditional style comedy.
What? You start out from there?
Yeah, I started from there. Remember, we used to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
First episode of
April.
New school year.
New school year, yes. It hasn't started. We're still in spring break right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's April 1st.
Yeah.
April
yeah.
Fool's Day. Mm-hmm. So, well, are you seriously going to leave everything up to me?
Yeah. Are you going to lie?
About what? Oh, about because it's April Fool's, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I haven't actually... I haven't pranked anyone today yet.
Mm.
I should have. Are you?
No.
No jokes? Do you ever? Do you ever do April Fool's?
April yeah. Fool's?
Do you ever
No!
Jokes?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Probably lie all the time, so I don't
That's
have
not good.
Choose a specific day to
oh,
do it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
There was actually this one time that I was totally pranked and I was
oh, yeah?
so pissed off afterwards.
Oh, what? What was it?
So there's like this actress that I really loved and
yeah.
admired at that time. And then my friend was like, she's here at the restaurant. And I was just so excited. And I was just like, my heart was beating. And, you know, I was just feeling so excited. And they're just like, it's April Fool's. And I was just like, I think that was the first time I was ever really pissed off.
Whoa.
Because they got me so excited and so hyped up. And
yeah,
I thought I was going to be able to meet this actress because mm-hmm. she was at the restaurant. But I wasn't able to because they were lying.
It was a situation where they were able to see...
Yeah,
her,
yeah,
but you weren't.
No, yeah. So they were like, "Yeah, she's there. You should like, go, well, let's go see.
Yeah,
let's go see her. Let's go say hello."
Were they pointing at somebody else?
No, they were just like over there.
Over
like,
there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay. Oh my god, what am I gonna do? You know.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just that's like an April 1st that I'll never forget. It was
oh,
like
really?
Several years ago. Yeah.
Oh, that was a big outrage.
Yeah, it was.
Really.
Yeah. It was. It seems like so little, but for me to have been that excited, because I don't really, I don't have very many people that I'm like, that I admire or like, mm-hmm. you know, look up to.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was really pissed off. Anyway. Yes.
I see. Well, shall we do a story then?
Yes, please do, because we haven't done one. We didn't do one last time.
Okay. Well, then I'll do a story of spring.
Okay.
Now, we've done several stories
mm-hmm.
for spring.
Mm-hmm.
Hanami,
mm-hmm.
which is going to cherry blossom.
Yeah.
And what else was there?
There was, I remember the first, Nagaya.
Oh, yeah. That's Nagaya cherry blossom, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a story that I actually mm-hmm. liked.
Oh, yeah.
It was
yeah.
probably one of the first.
One of the rare ones that
one
you
liked. No, yeah. I mean, there's many, but that was also another one that I liked.
Yeah.
Because I could picture the cup of tea with sakura leaves in it.
Yeah.
And you were acting
yeah.
it out. And
yeah.
Wait, what was it called though? Nagaya?
No, Hanami.
Hanami, yeah.
There was also a story called Hanami Zake,
mm-hmm.
where two guys started drinking in turns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they drank all the sake
yeah.
that they were going to sell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
this next story is about
mm-hmm.
love.
Okay.
I don't think I've introduced a love story
mm-hmm.
yet.
Mm-hmm. Not so, like a full-on love story, yeah.
Right. Spring is, of course, a season for love.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, people want to fall in love in spring.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's getting warmer.
Yeah, it's getting warmer.
You meet new people.
Happier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so the main character in the story mm-hmm. falls in love. Now, this is a story called Stokuin.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't give out anything. Just Stokuin.
Stokuin, okay, yeah. Don't even know what that means.
right. You'll find out later.
Okay.
So the character that mm-hmm. appears in the story is, first of all, Danna. This is a Japanese word which stands for like an owner of a big shop,
mm-hmm.
danna-san.
Mm-hmm.
You know, danna means a husband,
mm-hmm.
maybe. But in the old days, danna-sama is like a wealthy
mm-hmm.
shop owner.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this danna calls a craftsman who's working for him, usually. You know, who visits danna's shop mm-hmm. to fix things. And the craftsman's name is Kuma-san. Now, he's been around for a long time. So, Dana calls Kuma-san. Hey, Kuma-san, sorry to keep you waiting. I just called you, but I had things to do. Okay, no problem. So, I'm sorry on my side because I was going to come a bit earlier, but I was busy. So, what's going on? I heard that the Wakadanna is very sick now. Now, Wakadanna is the Danna's son. Waka mm-hmm. means young.
Mm-hmm.
So, young son mm-hmm. of the big owner. So, Wakadanna is sick these days. How is he doing? Well, Kuma-san, good question. He has been sick for a while, and things are not looking very good. Oh, really? That's too bad. He was a good man. What a pity. No, he's not dead yet. he's alive, and he will be fine. But the thing is, we don't know what the name of his illness is. And we've been calling many doctors, and they've checked his body, but they can't figure out what it is. But about a while ago, this morning, there was a good doctor who came, and he checked my son's body, and the doctor said there's nowhere that's bad about his body. It's just in his mind. In his mind? Mm-hmm. What do you mean? Well, he has something that bothers him in his mind. So if you let him talk about it, then his illness will be fine in no time. All right, thank you very much, doctor. And so I went up to him and I tried to talk to him, but he won't say anything. And I guess there are things that are difficult to talk to your own father. So I invited you to ask you to talk to my son and find out what is bothering him. Oh, okay, no problem. I mean, I've been friends with your young son since he was a baby, and so he'll talk to me about anything. Okay, so leave it to me. Where is he? He's sleeping in his room. Okay, I'll go talk to him. And Kuma-san goes to the young son's room and opens the door, and he goes, you know, I gotta cheer you up, okay? So how are you doing? Mm-hmm. And the young son is like, you know, sleeping, lying down in his futon, powerless. He's like, oh, Kuma-san, I'm over. What do you mean you're over? I heard you have something in your mind, right? Something aching in your mind. So you gotta get rid of it. So I'll do something about it. So let me hear. What's bothering you? Tell me. No, Kuma-san, I don't want to talk to you, because when you hear my story, you'll laugh at me.
What do you mean I'll laugh at you?
I won't laugh at you. Just tell me what it is. What is it? I know you're gonna laugh at me.
No, I'm not.
Just tell it to me. What is it?
All right. Well, the thing that's bothering me is lovesickness.
What?
Lovesickness. Lovesickness.
And Kuma-san's just holding his laughter, and he couldn't really hide his laughter. He's going like, ah, lovesickness. Nah. And the young son is like, oh, you're laughing. No. I'm not laughing. I'm just being surprised, because it's a rare illness that I've haven't heard in a long time. Love sickness. So what's the matter?
Well, it was about a month ago. I went to a temple in Ueno. And after that, I went to a little tea shop nearby, and I was sitting down. And then a lady appeared. She was about 16 or 17. Beautiful lady. When I saw her, I couldn't even breathe.
Oh, okay. So you couldn't even breathe, and you stopped breathing, and that's why you're sick.
No, I'd be dead if I stopped breathing since then. She was just very beautiful, and I couldn't take my eyes off of her. And she looked at me, and she didn't take her eyes off of me. And we looked at each other. And after a while, she smiled. Oh, so she lost. No, we're not playing Niramekko game. Niramekko game is, you know, I don't know if you have it abroad.
No, do I don't think so. No.
Children
it's a Japanese
play,
thing.
You stare at each other, mm-hmm. and the one who laughs first loses, mm-hmm. right?
And they make funny faces to each other to try to make each other
right,
laugh.
Right, right. So it's not Niramekko game. Mm-hmm. She smiled. It was a great smile. And when she stood up, she had a handkerchief, but she dropped it on the ground. She didn't notice about it. And she started leaving the place. So I picked it up and gave it to her. And she received it and said thank you in a very small voice. And after that, she wrote something on a slip of paper that she had and gave it to me. And this was what she gave to me. Kuma-san, I'll read this for you. It says, Seo hayami, iwa ni sekaruru takikawa no. Now this is like a poem, mm-hmm. waka poem, mm-hmm. a very famous waka poem that a person called Stokuin made.
Oh, wrote. The title of this.
Yes. Uh-huh. So, and Kuma-san doesn't know. Mm-hmm. What is it? Mm-hmm. Never heard it. Kuma-san, don't you understand? Seo hayami iwa ni sekaruru takikawa no. This is the first half of the waka poem that Stokuin wrote. And it means, in a river, there's a rock in the middle. And when the river hits that rock, the stream splits into two. But then it meets again. Mm-hmm. Like that river, we have parted for now, but we will be meeting each other again. And that's, a poem of love.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's a beautiful poem.
That's what it means, uh-huh.
So she gave it to me. And the latter half goes, Warete mo sue ni awanto zomo. So the latter half means, well, we will be meeting again. Warete mo sue ni awanto zomo. So she meant that we will be parting for now, but we will meet some other time. Mm-hmm. And when I read that, I knew how she was feeling, exactly the same as I was feeling. And I fell in love. And I brought this back home. And I couldn't forget about her. And I can just think of nothing else. Just her. And I can't eat anything. I can't even move. You know, I stare at the ceiling. I see her face. I stare at the wall. I see her face. I try to eat something. And I see her face in the bowl. And I'm talking to you, Kuma-san, now. And I see her face in your face. Kuma-san, don't approach me. All right, so lovesickness. All right, okay. Why didn't you tell me earlier? It's easy. So you see her again, and you tell her that you like her. And that's the only thing, right? So tell me, who is she? I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? What's her name? I don't know. Where does she live? I don't know. You don't know anything? Well, I fell in love so much that I couldn't ask her anything. She just left after giving me that slip of paper. What? I mean, if you're going to suffer like this, why didn't you ask her? Well, I could not. I mean, you would not be able to do that. I don't know. I would be able to do that. Oh, well. So she gave you this slip of paper. I mean, she should have written her address and name, you know? She's a foolish girl. So give her up, you know? You'll meet someone else. I mean, so just forget about her. Let's go out and party together. No, Kuma-san, I can't do that. I can only think about her. I have to meet her or I'll be dead.
Kuma-san says, "All right, okay, I'll talk to your father about this. So give me that slip, and I'll show it to him and see what I can do." "Okay. Thank you, Kuma-san. But just wait there, okay? And cheer up a little bit." Kuma-san goes to the Danna's place. "I talked to the young son, your young son." "Okay, what did he say?" "It's a very stupid story." "What do you mean a stupid story?" "Well, it's about a month ago. He went to Ueno, went to a temple, and he was sitting at a tea shop, and a young lady appeared. And so she gave him a slip of paper, and this is the paper that she gave. And it says, Seo Hayami, Yuani Sekaruru Takikawa no." And the Danna says, oh, that's a poem by Stokuin. And the latter half goes, Warete mo sue ni awan to zomo. Kuma-san's like, "Wow, father and son, you say the same things." "Well, of course, everybody says the same things. I mean, it's a poem." So he received it and he fell in love, and he can't think of anything else. So it's lovesickness. "I see, lovesickness. No wonder he can't talk about that to his father. So, thank you very much for hearing that, Kuma-san. So, if we find the girl, then he'll be fine, right?" "Yes." "All right, let's go find her. Where is she?" "I don't know." "What's her name?" "I don't know." "What do you mean, you don't know?" "Well, your son was just, fell in love so much that he couldn't ask her any question. So he doesn't know where she is or who she is, right? So what are we going to do?" "I don't know. Just prepare for funeral." "What are you saying, Kuma-san? Don't be silly. You have to find the girl." "What do you mean I have to find the girl? There's no clue." "Yes, there is. There's a slip of paper. You just take this around and look for that girl. Okay? I'll rewrite this because this is important for him." And Danna rewrites the poem and gives it to Kuma-san. No. "There's no way I can find the girl with only this." "Well, I am asking you because the doctor told me that my son only has 5 more days if nothing happens. So he'll be dead in 5 days. Now if he dies, you will be the killer." "What? What do you mean? You just have to find the girl. I'm not saying this will be for free, okay? If you find the girl, then I will give you the apartment that you live in. We own it. So you can have that. You'll be the owner." "Wow." "All right? So just go out and search for her and find her within 5 days. All right? Go out." Kuma-san's go out. And he goes back home, talks to his wife. He's, "Okay, so Wakadanna was lovesick. So I have to find the girl." And the wife says, "How?" "I don't know. I don't know where she is. I don't know who she is. I just have this slip of paper with a poem." "What? You only have that poem? There's no way you can find the girl." "I know, that's what I said. But the Danna is just out of his mind. And he says, you have to find the girl within 5 days. And but if you find her within 5 days, he said he'll give us this apartment." The wife said, "Go. What are you doing here? You have to go out. We'll be the owners. All right, hurry up and go. Never come back before you find the girl. All right, go out." Kuma-san has no choice but to go out and look for the girl. Of course, he can't find her. He comes back that day. I'm sorry, I couldn't find her, but I'll try the next day. So he tries every day for 4 days. Couldn't find her, of course. 5th day, the wife says, "If you don't find her by tonight, you'll be out of this place. All right, so do your best and go out. And how are you trying to find her?" And Kuma-san says, "I'm just reading this aloud, walking outside. I'm going, Seo Hayami, Iwani Sekaruru Takikawa no. And just walking around reading this. And kids follow me everywhere. They think I'm a strange man. But there's no way I can find a girl. And the wife says, don't be silly, okay? You don't do that outside. You go to places where people gather. And so, like barbershops or public bathhouses. And people bring rumors or, you know, gossips there. So if you do that, someone may know about this girl. So you have to find a packed barbershop or public bathhouse to go. And Kuma-san goes to barbershops and public bathhouses. Couldn't find anyone. He goes around 36 barbershops, 20 baths. Couldn't find anyone. So after a while, he goes to another barbershop. And he's just exhausted. He's like, Seo Hayami Iwani Sekaru Takikawa no. I think I'm gonna die before the Wakadana dies. And the barber man says, you just sit there, okay? And just rest a little bit because you look very, very tired. Kuma-san sitting there saying, and then another guy enters the barbershop and he's going, oh, I'm so exhausted. What's the matter? Well, you know, I've been looking for a guy with no clue. What do you mean? Oh, the danna I work for has a daughter, and that daughter has been sick for a while, lovesick, and she supposedly she met some guy about a month ago in Ueno, and she fell in love with that guy because he's good looking, you know, nice guy, and she gave him a poem. And the only clue that I have is that poem. And it says, Seo Hayami Iwani Sekaruru Takikawa no. Kuma-san sitting in the back. And he hears that sound. He goes, huh? Wait a minute. I think I found my apartment there. He found my apartment. And this new guy, he has been offered 100 yen as a prize if he finds the young man. And now 100 yen is a lot of money. And he says, what do you have here, barbershop man? You know, some guy just started crawling at me. What is he? And he goes, my apartment, Seo Hayami Iwani Sekaru Takikawa no. And then you guys like, what? Why do you know that poem? Wait, you're looking for the girl. Or I'm looking for the guy. Seo Hayami Iwani Sekaru Takikawa, you gotta come to my place. And Kuma-san's like, you gotta come to my place. You gotta come to my place. And they're fighting each other. And then, now this is the ending, but the barbershop man says, okay, don't fight, okay? Don't fight. Just, you have to hurry up because this is the fifth day, right? So you have to go back to your own place and you have to come back here and let them meet each other. And Kuma-san's like, okay, I'm going to do that. Okay, I'm going to come back here. You come back here. All right? Don't go anywhere because I'll be waiting for you. And the new guy says, okay, I'll be coming back. So you don't escape anywhere, okay? Because they both want their prize. Mm-hmm. They don't want the other to get their only prize. And so we have to gather here. And the barbershop says, oh, don't worry. You'll be parted for now, but you'll meet again here later.
Oh.
So that's the punchline. So that's Stokuin.
Stokuin.
Yes.
Which is something when you said the title, I didn't realize, but this is something you did at one of your shows, I think.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yes.
Festival shows?
Yes.
So, yeah, while listening to it, I was like, oh, I've heard of this. I've heard of this.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So this is a love story.
It's a love story. So this is like, it's like a real poem in real life. Mm-hmm. It's not just from a rakugo. It's not for rakugo. So this Stokuin wrote this poem.
Yes. Real, very, very famous poem. By a former emperor, Stokuin. Mm-hmm.
Stokuin is an emperor.
Mm-hmm.
Was an emperor.
Was an emperor.
And he wrote this poem. So a lot of people might know this poem.
Yes, it's in a game called 100人 Ishu.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah. So this is one of the...
Yeah.
Oh, wait, so Stokuin is the person that made that?
Yes, yes.
The game?
No.
Oh, not the game.
He's included
poem.
In, oh, as, okay. You know, one of the poems.
One of the poems.
One
included.
Of the 100.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, I see. Okay. I'm gonna actually say this poem to my son because he's practicing or he's like studying.
He probably knows.
He probably knows because fourth graders are into doing this at school. Mm-hmm. The 100人一首, mm-hmm. So he'll probably know the
in
poem.
In 100人一首, you have 100 poems, right?
Yeah.
And the rare thing about this poem is that in 100人一首, you have to be the first one to pick the poem. Right.
The latter half. Or you have to...
Right.
So it's the game where you say the first half and then they have to find the latter half.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like this... It's just like the story.
And the thing about Stokuin is mm-hmm. that there's only one poem among the 100 that starts out from the letter S.
Oh, so
once
easy.
You say S, mm-hmm. people mm-hmm. can know that it's Waretemusuinyantozomo.
So it's if it starts with S, it's Wa is the other one that they
have to find, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All the other ones, mm-hmm. I mean, not all, but most of the other ones, they have like two syllables mm-hmm. together mm-hmm. in the beginning,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it would be like E something. It would be a few cards mm-hmm. using the same E, so you have to like really listen to
yes,
it. Yeah,
yes.
So that's like a whole different story.
There's only that. Su, one Su.
One Su, yeah, yeah. Out of all 100. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is probably something that we need to explain more about the 100人一首.
right.
That's so interesting. Oh, I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm.
Did you talk about that? Did you... mention that at your rakugo, English rakugo?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I left that out.
I left, okay, yeah, you did. Because I mean, that's like new information to me.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was a beautiful
so,
story.
There are 7 poems that start out with one, you know, there are 7 poems that have single syllable.
Mm-hmm.
Only one would... not making sense. So okay. Just like su.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
Mu is another one of that.
That only uses...
Right.
So out of all 100 cards, mm-hmm. one of the poems starts with mu.
Yeah.
Only one poem
only
starts
ones.
With mu. Yeah. So only one starts with su. And
yeah.
then what are the other ones? Are you familiar with all the... Because you said there's 7.
Mm-hmm. Musume fusa hose.
Oh, okay. That's how you remember.
Right.
Oh, and then what about the matching cards? Do you know the...
No.
Hiragana for that. Okay. So some people are probably really confused about what are you talking about?
But many people try to remember those 7
mm-hmm.
because it's easier,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
You have an advantage if you remember the 7.
Yeah.
So one of the popular poems, I think.
Okay.
Poem.
I'm going to tell my son that. Cuz I mean he was like,
"Oh, that's right. I mean, we're not talking about su. Su is the Stokuin, right?
Stokuin. Oh yeah, what was the poem? So, can you say the poem again?
Se o hayami.
Se.
So musume fusa hose. So it's included in se.
Se. Okay, yeah, okay. Right. Se is the one. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So okay, wait, we're getting off topic and probably people listening to us have no idea what we're talking about. If you're Japanese, you'll understand because you know the game 100人一首.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But yeah. Anyways, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting nakugo story, Stokuin.
Yes.
And I like how it's like integrated into the Japanese culture. And are there other poems that are included in nakugo stories?
Yes.
Oh, there are.
Mm-hmm. There's another story called Chihaya Furu.
Oh, that's really famous.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a movie mm-hmm. and a drama.
Mm-hmm.
So what, that is also a
That
poem?
Is also an interpretation of that poem.
Oh.
A very silly interpretation of that poem.
And that's also a rakugo story?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Will mm-hmm. you ever be doing that?
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
Have you performed it in English?
No. It's very difficult.
Okay.
It's an interpretation of something. I mean, for Japanese people, they can sort of know what the original poem means.
Mm-hmm.
But when you don't know the original meaning of the poem,
mm-hmm.
The strange interpretation doesn't make sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
It's difficult. Okay, yeah.
But maybe it's possible.
Maybe
I'll
try.
I'll do it sometime.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So that was it for our first episode.
Yeah.
In April.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it was a bit confusing, but...
what was the story?
Oh, yeah.
No,
the
it was...
story?
Yeah, yeah. It was... I
it was understandable?
It. Yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
Good.
yeah. And it, especially because for me, I guess because I had heard it before.
Yeah.
Hopefully. I remember.
Right. So, hopefully everyone will be able to understand.
Yes. So if you didn't understand it, yeah. We can explain to you more. So email us.
Yeah.
At rakugo@tfm.co.jp. That's rakugo@tfm.co.jp. And that's all for today.
Yep. We'll be seeing you again in 2 weeks.
Yes, 2 weeks.
All right. Thank you very much for listening. This was Shinoharu and
Fumika.
Bye-bye.
Bye.